Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Saturday, Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge holds its annual fall celebration. Bob Eisenstadt with Friends of Black Bayou joins me in studio for a preview of Saturday's upcoming celebration. Bob, good to see you.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. I guess first and foremost, Bob, how is the refuge looking in light of all the storm damage that we've had this week?
Well, I believe that the refuge is in vastly better condition than the Garden District, the West Monroe, and all kinds of areas around here. And for that matter, every muscle in my body. I'm sure it's in much better condition than every muscle on me and also a whole lot of other people. It's in good shape. They did a walk around. Everything's great. And in light of the events around here and to all 25 people who actually have power and a radio that they're listening to, we do have an event coming up on Saturday. And it's going on as scheduled.
We do. And, you know, in the spirit of everyone coming together, of course, we'll get to it in a moment, but I know that we talk about the fish fry and things like that
to really bring
everybody together. A lot of lots of anticipation this year due to the fact that the event was canceled last year. Share for a moment about, you know, the volunteers and folks there at the refuge. How have things progressed since we saw that state park closure by the government?
Yeah, that was we were so disappointed last year after that government closure event, and if I might go so far as to say debacle. Up until then, we had had a fall celebration every year since our inception, which was, I guess, 1997. Mm. And we were all prepped and ready. Dan Blakeney, who caters our fish fry every year, was all prepped and ready with his, you know, several hundred thousand pounds of catfish or such that it is. I never know how much it is, but you get my point. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're shut out and the place is closed down by no fault of anybody's other than just, I guess some political posturing. Which is unfortunate. So, yeah, there was a big disappointment last year. This year, we're anticipating getting everything back to normal. And, you know, wow, I got to stop for just a second because I live in the Garden District. And yesterday, I probably personally moved and chainsawed and handsawed about 2,000 pounds of trees around my house. Mm. And I'm not unusual. It's like you have no idea the sound of chainsaws, it was everywhere, okay? Yeah. And I want to give a shout-out also, I mean, to the Monroe PD, the fire department, the EMT services, the water service. I mean, there's an enormous number of people who are just going at it right now. I mean, as we speak, right out in front of my house when I woke up this morning, they are still going at it, getting those roads cleared and trying to get life back to some semblance of normal in the most affected parts of the city. So, hey, on behalf of me and everybody else who's been affected, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, having said all that, okay, take a break. If you're one of those people with a chainsaw in your hands, and if you're one of those people with a handsaw, and if you're moving materials around and you're kind of lamenting the fact that you're having a really lousy week, catch your breath, take a few hours break on Saturday, bring the kids up to the refuge because we are having that event, our 17th annual fall celebration. And the whole thing, we're doing the fish fry, we're doing the turtle release, we're doing the turning of the goose, we've got
Black
nature
Bayou
walk,
mud pie.
We've got Black Bayou mud pie, we've got, by the way, with that fish fry, there's going to be jambalaya and corn dogs for the kids if they want, or corn dogs for the adults if you like them. And then, you know, we've got Home Depot coming out, building the bird boxes, you know, the usual array, with the master's going to be out there, we got leaf rubbings, we've got the zoo coming out and bring in critters. Mm-hmm. We got a raptor person out there, bring in raptors, I believe. Again, I got to also point out, the chair next to me is empty, and the person who actually has all of this information, Ann Smith, couldn't make it this morning for the same reason that, you know, I was just talking about. She's cleaning up also. I'm supposed to do the color commentary here, and she was supposed to do the play-by-play. So I'm trying to do both, and I don't have the information. So, but all the main events are there. I mean, all the everything that's out there. You know, we're going to ask for a donation if you come out, and that, you know, just because we're putting this whole thing on for free.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, out of the generosity, whatever you can have, you know, just, you know, make a donation in exchange, and we'd love to offset our expenses that way. But we've been doing this every year as a free event for all intent and purpose. 17 times, okay? This is, I think, our 17th. It should be our 18th. It's our 17th.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember all the other things we have going on out there. I said the zoo was coming out. Biology department from ULM is coming out. The chemistry society at ULM is coming out. I think they're going to blow stuff up. I mean, I have no idea, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it begins, about 10 a.m.?
Yeah, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is going to start to be served around 12:15. Turtle release, which I know was always a big hit for the kids, that's at 11. ULM, Friends of Black Bayou, you know, we like to kind of share it a little bit, I think, because we're also eternally grateful to everybody who shares with us. So one of the things we do is we fund some of the freshwater research that goes on up at the when I say funded, we subsidize a little bit of the freshwater research that biology faculty here at ULM do up at Black Bayou Lake. One of those is Dr. John Carr, who does all the herpetology studies, particularly alligator snapping turtles, and I understand he had a pretty good year, and he's got a lot of baby turtles to let go, and so everybody can, like, you know, do the whole liberation thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, located just off of Highway 165 north.
Yeah, right. Just go north of CenturyLink, 1.2 miles north of CenturyLink. Make a right turn on Richland Place Road. Keep bearing to your right. You'll see it. You can't miss it. There's a phone number out there also, which is 387-1114. It's Saturday, 10 to 3. Lots of events, including a free fish fry. Say that five times fast. Free fish fry beginning at 12:15.
Bob, thanks for stopping by, and best of luck to you and everyone who was involved with this week's storm.
Never got so much exercise in the last year.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the listening room, kedm.org.